dried fruit industry can no longer produce bad fruit and expect processors to take it. That was the view of industry leaders at the launch of a new best practice guide for Dried Fruits Australia recently. They say poor weather conditions and the fact that their biggest competitors are now catching up on quality mean it's no longer okay to grow mediocre fruit. Ivan Shaw is a Merbein South grower. He worked on producing the new Dried Grape Best Practice Guide.
Where there's good markets for good quality fruit and virtually no market for poor quality fruit. So in order to be a good, viable, flourishing industry, you need to be consistently supplying good quality fruit. And with our weather systems, we need everything we can to make that happen. And it can happen because we've got some very good new varieties and some very good new techniques that allow the best chance possible to get really good quality fruit. It mightn't always be light coloured, but it can generally be good quality.
What are some of the other things in the guide that you hope growers will take away?
Probably to do with scenarios in terms of trellis drying, particularly in relation to the sultanas they do have. Last year was a classic example where it was a reasonably clear-cut decision to cut fruit before the rain, because that actually is what saves fruit in those situations. But probably the other thing too is what I mentioned about contaminants, because we do have control over contaminants, and the way fruit's loaded, the way it's dealt with on not touching the ground, making sure that those prickles and stones don't go into fruit, is pretty important, because buyers will accept a lot of things, but they will not accept contaminants.
And that's also a market industry thing. So some of your competitors have got that down to a fine art as well, you were saying.
There's always a perception that our competitors are low quality producers of dried fruit. It's not the case anymore. Maybe occasionally, but our biggest competitor, Turkey, has really lifted its game. It's serious competition, and I think that's fair enough. We've got all the techniques and everything else to produce much better fruit than they do anyway, but we need to make sure we're using them.
Mark King is the chair of Dried Fruits Australia. He says the world is catching up and the local industry needs to step it up.
It's not only my view, but the board's view is, I mean, if the fruit's not up to a good quality, we don't expect the processors to take it. And I know a lot of growers out there will think, hang on, that's not the way it's always been. And that is correct. It hasn't been that way. You deliver it, the processors would take it. But that fruit that's going in there a few years, last year there's a little bit, the year before, you know, there's been some stuff in there that the processors shouldn't have taken. Now, they took it for whatever reasons, either thinking they could make good quality fruit out of it. But I think we've been paying for that ever since they actually did take it. So that's another reason why we're pushing it needs to be of good quality fruit, because Australia grows good quality fruit. The world never used to. You go to Turkey and that, and they grow it on small areas, and the quality of the fruit's not that great. But now they have processing plants over there that turn average fruit into fruit equal to ours. Now, when we have a good year, undoubtedly our fruit's a mile ahead. But we haven't had a good year for a number of years now, if you look back. So, you know, Dried Fruits Australia, we actually, you know, say the fruit has to be of a good quality. And we need that to keep our markets, to get our extra dollars for the fruit. You can't expect the processors to be paying us for rubbish.